Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. This is the broadcast for October 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Phenomenal hour with our buddy Lowell Nelson. I mean, he just does a phenomenal job for the sacred cause of liberty. Wow. All right. The Mexican cartels and Mexican police, I guess, I don't even know how to talk about all this, Kurt. There's so much confusion about the quote, you know, they want to call it this caravan. They like that because it's a peaceful term. They want to create this idea in our hearts and in our minds that these are just good people wanting a better life, and by golly. But they're ignoring the timing of it all. They're ignoring the idea that there's no way on the planet reasonable people can believe that they just had, you know, thousands of spontaneous, you know, people just wanting a better life and getting together. This idea that somehow these people could just all of a sudden get together spontaneously, walk a couple of thousand miles to the United States of America, you know, all timed around election time, the media not covering the realities. The media covers that, for example, that they walk and walk and walk, and but the media doesn't talk about how they have food and medical supplies and water delivered to them by trucks. This is funded big time, folks. And they're not articulating the truth to this. And that's the problem that I have. They're not dealing with the truth. Because Mexican police, on one hand, we say, well, Mexico's helping. They're offering jobs to these people to get them to stay. That's one of my proposals, by the way. I was first to the table with that proposal. Nevertheless, they act like the Mexicans are our friends in this. But I say it's not true. Okay, Mexican police are literally stopping buses and trucks and loading them with immigrants to bring them to the United States. So the governments of Mexico are literally helping make this conduit possible, literally helping these people. And when you have non-governmental organizations, when you have foreign governments putting money and support and supplies, and then you have the United States government literally helping this, Lou Dobbs is probably doing some of the best reporting on this, but listen to this soundbite to make the
traveling
point.
Traveling with that caravan, and as I said, they're in Arriaga, Mexico. William, give us the latest.
All right, Lou, so let me set the scene a little bit for you. As you said, the caravan's arrived here. I think there's probably still about 6,000. This is where a lot of them will sleep tonight, the town square, pretty much under those canopies on cardboard and so forth. The state of Chiapas brought in some water, men and women getting their first shower probably in about 3 weeks. But, you know, you said they made 62 miles today. Are you kidding me? On Sunday, it was 20 miles. How they do it? Well, number one, they're hitchhiking. The Mexicans are giving them rides, but I want you to check out this video from earlier today. Mexican federal police at a checkpoint on the immigrant highway, stopping local buses and trucks, allowing and seeing if there's any room for the immigrants to board from the caravan. So Mexico told the U.S. it was stopping vehicles carrying the immigrants. As you can see here at this police checkpoint, not only are they not stopping them, they're actually helping put immigrants on the trucks. As I said, there's about 6,000. According to UNICEF, there's 2,300 children still in the caravan. That would mean about 2,000 women, at least 2,000 men. Some of the men have left for work in Mexico, staying here. Some families are returning to Honduras for medical reasons and others, but many continue going to the U.S. on their own, regardless of warnings from President Trump.
We heard what he's been saying, but we're going to ask him for an opportunity to work.
So the timetable is changing. Clearly, Lou, they're going a lot faster than anyone thought before. This is a rail car. So the people are sleeping literally right next to the rail yard. This is known as La Bestia, the beast. It is a, as you said, they've taken this train for generations coming up from Central America. We are told, or I spoke to several people today who said, yeah, they're going to definitely get on the train. Others say they're going to take a boat tonight because the cartels there are there, the gangs are there, they're susceptible to kidnapping, robbery, theft, falling off the train, that kind of thing. It's rather dangerous. So some will probably take it, some won't. But I guess the bottom line here is they're going to be in the United States faster than anyone previously thought. Lou?
Faster, but certainly not fast. By my calculation, it would still take about 20 more days to get near the border. It looks like that'll be disrupting some of the plans of the organizers, the left-wing organizers of these caravans, who wanted their arrival before Election Day.
If you blame it on George Soros for funding this, or liberal non-government organizations, or socialist-style or communist-style governments such as Venezuela and others, now the mainstream press in bed with the leftists, or the whatever you want to call them, Communist USA Party, or the Socialists of America Party, or anything else. If we call a spade and say they're funding it and making this happen, now they're coming back and saying, you know what, you guys are literally anti-Semitic. Donald's anti-Semitic. Kurt, you're anti-Semitic if you... you know, bring this out and report like Lou Dobbs is and others. We're all getting attacked relentlessly. The bottom line, though, is this isn't just families needing a better life like they say. This is funded and planned and organized and assisted by not only non-governmental organizations, not only the drug cartels, but literally governments all along the way intentionally creating this conduit. And the goal is to get them here faster. So the government of Mexico literally forcing private citizens in Mexico to give them these, quote, immigrants, or this caravan, or whatever you want to call it, rides to hasten their knocking on the door, the border of the United States of America. Donald saying we're not going to let it happen, but no one's taking my advice completely. Now people are starting to do a little bit, though. They're saying some Mexican officials have offered jobs to some of these people, and some of the people are staying in Mexico and taking jobs. That's, again, one of the great ways you find out who's legitimate in this. Others are saying, especially young adult men are saying, no, 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 we don't want the jobs. No, 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 we don't want food. No, 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 we don't want asylum in another country. We're going to the border of Mexico and the United States, and we're going to push on the doorbell of the United States and say, let us in, we want asylum. But this is the way you know that some of these men aren't legitimate, okay? They're young men, they don't have families with them, they don't want jobs that have already been offered to them, and they're literally going to make a political point here. And it's going to be a showdown of epic proportions unless people do what I've proposed, Kurt, which is you need to drop military troops in there, ask for permission for these countries to have our troops support them if they can't stop them. But now we find out the Mexicans are in the government of Mexico through the state police and everything are literally aiding and abetting these criminals. I'm sure they're thinking, well, we want to use a conduit and get them out of our country. But at the same time, again, are you friend or foe in this? Are you going to help and are we going to work together to stop this or what? Now, they say that these immigrants literally came to a train yard and that a lot of them are going to take the train. Again, how does all this happen? How do these just immigrants that have never been here that don't, know the landscape. How do they know to go to this dockyard or this shipyard? How do they, or train yard, I'm sorry. How do they know to go to the, well, I say dockyard because they say some are going to take a boat. Okay. How do they know to get to all these, quote, transition points for speedier or quicker travel? They don't. And you would say, well, some of them do, Sam. They've been, drug cartels and coyotes have been running people. Yeah, that's right. And that's my point, is that they're tapped in to all kinds of knowledgeable people to help create this disaster. Kurt, it's not what we're being told. I proposed a solution. Drop military troops in to vet who's who, protect and give asylum to the good families who truly need it, and then to deal with these military-hardened criminals and terrorists and drug cartels and hostile countries. We better put together a sound solution yesterday. And I think Donald's trying. But I don't think he's delivering enough, hard enough, fast enough, direct enough. And I'm afraid that they're literally gathering in ranks, swelling in violence, and breaching the sovereignty of countries all along their way, and their target is the United States, the crown jewel of liberty and freedom. And we better do something fast, Kurt. We better bust this up and stop it. And I think we need to get as bold as to even start finding out who the criminals are and siphoning them off and saying, look, you're an enemy combatant, and you're going to be either sent back to the country in which you came, or we're going to literally, you know what, treat you as an illegal enemy combatant. And then we need to start siphoning off the good guys that are willing to work and the families that truly want asylum, vetting them, finding out, separating the little children from the parents to find out, is this really your mother? And a biblical story comes to mind with this in my mind. Hey, you know, the king was going to chop the baby in half and give half to one mother and half to the other mother. And the real mother stood up and said, no, give the baby to her. And you know which one's truly the parent. There's ways to do this, and meaning if you really care about the truth and you really want to know who's who and you really want to know who the real families are, there are legitimate ways to accomplish this task and get to the bottom of this. But it seems to me that it's all political. And nobody wants to get to the bottom of it, Kurt. Neither side of the aisle, as far as I can tell. Any additional info on this?
Yeah, Sam, it's at least to me when it comes to the whole Mexico deal. You know, we can't really invade them, but they're basically invading our country and aiding and abetting criminals. So I think, you know, we've got to look at them as the hostiles.
Unfortunately, factual.
Their government.
All right, let's come back and talk about it more. Sam and Kurt in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Listen to the wind
blow. Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
All right, we're talking about the crisis at the border, ladies and gentlemen. I say it's a manufactured crisis, and I say we're not vetting who are our friends and enemies in this fight. In fact, we're simply, the mainstream press isn't even telling the truth on the real details of what's happening, Kurt.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam, but so what else is new? That the mainstream press doesn't tell you the truth? I mean, that's like... So we've heard that forever, right?
Yeah, they say the illegal immigrant caravan is mostly military-aged Honduran males. Now it's swelled to over 14,000 if you count all the different, I don't know what you want to call it. Some of them started at different times, and they're spread out over a long way, and there's certainly different waves of this, but all told it's over about 14,000 now. And the Department of Homeland Security confirmed this week, Kurt, that gangs and other dangerous criminals are embedded in the caravan of migrants. And some of them are from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia as well. Bottom line, invasion confirmed. Caravan offers shelter, medical attention, schooling, jobs. Well, Mexico offered all that. And as far as I understand, the militants in the caravan, the supposed needy, said, no, we don't need that. We're going to America. We're going to push this envelope. And so this is what I'm saying. Mexico, on one hand, is doing some of both. And we need to get serious. I think Donald's not taking this serious enough, Kurt, in my opinion. I know he means well, and what he's saying is correct. We got to stop the foreign aid, and we got to, you know, really put people on the border to do something about this. But we need to make sure they never even get to the border in the first place, Kurt.
Yep, I agree.
Why should we allow the Mexicans to literally give them rides and just allow this, in my opinion?
Well, how do we stop that, Sam? The only way you've really got to do that is what I said earlier, at least to me. You got to look at them and say, look, you guys are aiding and abetting the criminals. You've been doing this for a long time. You're sending, literally helping people get in and come to our country. So because you're doing this, these are the steps we're taking. And, we've seen reports that the military is headed there to the border. That's at least a good start, and there's no reason we should continue to allow an invasion of our country from any place, not just our southern border.
I think you're right as rain, Kurt. I think you're spot on. And I think the problem, I don't think Donald is taking this serious enough. I think we ought to call a spade a spade, and we ought to hold these Mexicans and these Hondurans and other countries accountable for this. Bottom line is they've created a conduit with non-governmental organizations, with United States funding, with training, with medical supplies, and we've got to vet where the money's coming from and where the support's coming from. And if we had enough media on the ground, we could do it easily. Lou Dobbs is doing a great job, but again, it's still not enough, Kurt.
Well, one thing I will say, Sam, I think, you know, each of us fall into this trap, that the idea that says that, hey, the president's not doing enough. The fact is, we complain about what the coverage is, and they're not going to give him the preferred or the nice coverage like they would to Hillary Clinton. And so, at least in my opinion, the things I've heard that he's doing are enough. But I will agree with you about this idea. Where I disagree with you about that the president's not doing enough, I will agree with you that the media doesn't tell us about those things. Like, for example, you brought up the Lou Dobbs thing, and that's a great example. If all the media would just point to those reports, then the job would be done. The American people would be informed. But that's why we always tell people, he who owns the media makes the rules.
And the reason I say President Trump is not doing enough is because what I see, he's doing good, and I've already said that. I support the good that he's doing. The reason that I don't think it's enough is because I'm getting some reports that he's doing great things. But again, he could go to Lou Dobbs and go to us and spend time there rather than with the mainstream press. Rather than tweeting out where they can mock him as kind of a loony president that's just paranoid in his bunker kind of an idea, he could literally be like, nope, I'm going to the media that's honest and fair and open and accountable and willing to tell the truth. And so Donald needs to do that. And if you say he's too busy, he's got too much to do, I agree. Good. Then, you know what? Sit down with Sam and 50 other people like us, 100, 1,000 people like us, sit down with us and start feeding details of what you're actually doing to guys like me, and let me go on the campaign trail to help then. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm not here to attack anybody, but I am here to say there are ways we can help more. Please let us do that. Please go to the new media taking center stage. I'll give you an example to make the point, Kurt. Alex Jones is now celebrating. He says it's a, quote, real moment that Rush Limbaugh and Lou Dobbs are calling the migrant caravan a false flag, just like I am, says Alex Jones. I agree, it's a start. But again, Donald needs to go to guys like us and make sure that we have the information so that we can force the discussions and paint the real picture of what's going on and take back the narrative for these mainstream people, these gatekeeping media types that have controlled the narrative for way too long. And so, again, I think there's a lot more we could do if given the opportunity, Kurt. But right now, we report the truth to the best of our ability, but hey, people just say we don't even matter. Well, you know what? We do matter if you put Alex Jones and us and Rush and Lou Dobbs and, you know, 50, 100, 200, 500 of us in the media that are willing to tell the truth and have true reporting. Donald needs to meet with us and empower us to get this done. And if Donald doesn't have the time, fine. Have us meet with, who else would it be, Kurt? We could meet with Donald Trump Jr. We could meet with, I can think of 50 people.
The president, the vice president. There's so many. Sure. You know, I just, when you look on the White House website, whitehouse.gov, you know, you see the reports and you see the things that he's doing. And then, of course, nightly almost, he's got rallies where they report about what they're doing. You know, it's almost like you've got, like with the standard media or the mainstream insider boys, swamp monster media, you've got almost information overload. You almost get that from the president when you have a nightly 2-hour kind of
it's like his own talk
press
show
release.
Yeah, and I think it's good. And, here's the problem, though. Guys like me, in order to keep up with it and truly understand it, would have to download that to everything every day, scour through it, isolate the sound bites, edit it down, educate myself on the reality, and help deliver it. And it's just too much. I mean, it's just not possible for me to do all that, Kurt. Do I do that, or do I work on the pro-life campaign that I'm putting together, radio commercials? Or do I, I don't know. And all I'm telling you is there's got to be a way to better synthesize what Donald's doing and communicate it to the world than we've got. And I think Donald could, by reporting on Liberty Roundtable Live for, 20 minutes twice a week, he could do way more than a lot of the rallies. Why? Because now you're moving to not just skipping the media, but leveraging the good media. And so, again, I'm not saying that it's always got to be my idea, but I'm saying we need to think strategically about this, Kurt, and we need to include the people that are doing a great job. We are, and many others. So I'm not here to attack the president. I'm here to say we've got to find a way to partner with him, find a way to force the narrative to the top. That's the truth, not this false manipulated narrative that the mainstream press continues to tell. And I know Donald's doing the best he can in many ways, and I commend him for that. But I also say we got to use stratagem. We got to find a better, more effective way, because right now they're beating us to a pulp. Right now, the fact is these poor immigrants are just suffering and starving, and the sooner they get to America and get asylum, the better off they'll be. That's the mainstream press narrative, and they want to do this before the election, and they want to do this to attack Donald Trump. On the other side of the coin, you got the inside Republicans that want this, because then hopefully they can maintain power. And I'm just merely saying, look, we need to put a long-term plan in place. This isn't just an election cycle discussion, and this isn't like this is the first time this has happened. We've had caravans marching to America for decades. This is nothing new. But the mainstream press acts like this is completely new and unprecedented. It's not true. And we need to really educate people about this. And so I'm just trying to say, how do we help more, Kurt? How do we make more of a difference? And what I see right now is Donald doing the best he can, but hey, you got kind of like he's acting in a silo, and you've got a lot of people like us that could do 10 times more and really make a difference, but we're sidelined, Kurt.
You know, the one thing I will say, and, I believe that, the whole points that we ought to make are pushing for the solutions instead of, in my opinion, criticizing the president, but that's just me, you're seeing it the way you see it. I see the president doing the best he can with the situation that he's got, with the hostile media that's typically there. I do see, when you see the Alex Jones, the Lou Dobbs, the Rush Limbaugh, that folks like us and so many others are making the difference, and they're pushing even the swamp monsters. You could call Rush Limbaugh the swamp monster, part of it, to make those changes. So
I'm saying we could work together a whole lot more than we are, but Kurt's saying it's enough. You decide. What do you think, folks? Is it enough?
I didn't say it's enough. I just said we're doing the best we can.
We can do better, though, folks. I'm convinced of it.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
But the interesting thing, the disagreement, if you will, or difference of opinion between Sam and Kurt just highlights the problem with the Patriots. We can't agree on anything. We can't even agree that we should eat breakfast together, you know? It's amazing in America. But all I'm saying is this, if people believe that I'm just here to criticize the president, then I've missed my mark and I've done a poor job at communicating my intent. My intent is to help Donald really refocus and really leverage what he's doing in more meaningful ways, and I'm offering to help in that quest at my expense. And so let's be very clear about what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. I'm not saying Donald's wrong, and that he's evil, and that he's bad, and everything he does is horrible. I am suggesting, Donald, there might be some better ways we could leverage what you're doing. Are you interested in working on them together? We're here to help at our expense, is my main point. And I see Alex Jones celebrating because Rush Limbaugh and Lou Dobbs and others are starting to do that better, and I commend them. I just got done commending Lou Dobbs and saying that Alex Jones is happy that we're all starting to work more together. And I'm just saying we need to do more of it faster and better. I'll tell you that right now. I'll give you an example of where I believe Donald's kind of mixed up. And I don't mean to just criticize him, but I do mean to point out a better solution in my mind. I'll give you an example. Trump suggests that armed guards could have stopped the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. Now, he's probably right on that fact. However, to not mention that we need to turn to God and that God is our solution, and to not mention that, you know what, I'm not really for hiring armed guards, because then you got to get armed guards approved by government, or you've got to, you know, who are the allowed armed guards and who can literally be an armed guard. And, you know, you get into this governmental discussion on this if you're not careful. I believe that the right to keep and bear arms should not be infringed. And this idea that, you know what, We need to have constitutional carry across the land. And we need to get rid of these gun-free zones is the answer. Okay? And I believe Donald hits on a lot of the right answers. But then he kind of, in my mind, goes kind of off the rails on these discussions. And I think it's sad. I think he means well. But I think he gets deceived by a lot of people. He gets to where he doesn't really follow through with the things he talks about enough. And you would say, well, he's doing the best he can. Maybe. I don't know. But I know we've got to do more. Trump says political violence has no place in the USA. What about the gun-free zone discussion? Right? Donald Trump says he was going to eliminate gun-free zones on the first day. Here he is.
You know what a gun-free zone is to a sicko? That's bait. That's like gun-free zone. And then they walk in with whatever the hell they're carrying. And these five great soldiers, and I'm telling you, one of them was one of the most highly awarded. He was super shot. He's not allowed to have a gun.
Donald's absolutely spot on right.
All five are killed instantaneously. And you have other cases. I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools, and you have to. And on military bases, my first day, it gets signed, okay? My first day. There's no more gun-free zones. I mean, think of it.
See, I love it. Curtis, right as rain.
A gun-free zone on a military base with some of the best soldiers we have, sitting there, relaxing, watching television, no gun, guy walks in, kills all of them, okay? That ends immediately.
I agree with him, Kurt. Now, if it's not done, we would say, hey, maybe it's harder than he thought to get done. I get that. But what can we do to help that, Kurt? What can we do to highlight, not his failure on this, but to highlight, we still can get it done. One of the best things Donald could do right before this election would be to double down and get rid of gun-free zones in America. That's one of the greatest things the Republicans could do. It would prove their willingness to follow the Constitution. It would keep another Donald Trump campaign promise. The reason I'm bringing it up now is not to attack Donaldson and say you failed at it, but to say, how do we help get this done? We know you want to get it done, and we're here to help. What can we do to help push this envelope and get that done? Because if we want solutions, right now the Democrats are talking about gun control and the Republicans are on the ropes. What we need to talk about is, hey, Donald's going to get rid of gun-free zones. Let's put in place constitutional carry. And, okay, that's what I'm talking about. I want to help here. And I'm not here to beat Donald up because he doesn't have it done. But we got to help him keep sight of a lot of these points. We got to rally behind a lot of these agenda items. And we got to make them happen. Any thoughts on that one, Kurt?
I'm just not sure what to add, Sam.
Well, what do you think?
You know,
I
agree with you. The thing that I like to hear is what the actual words of the president. The fact is, at least, you know, many of us, if we're not careful, we want to say, oh, the president should just go ahead and do this all by executive order. Well, then he's being unconstitutional. The problem you've got is you've got a, you know, Congress that's basically infiltrated and made up of a huge amount of swamp monsters, at least in my opinion. And I'm not telling you the president's perfect, but he's dealing with those issues that he's got to deal with. I don't think he's just doing things based on what's, you know, stick my finger in the wind and see what's best to do. I think he's just doing things the best he can with the situation he's got. And I know, like you, that I want him to do more. But, man, when you compare him to what we've had or what we would have had, you know, all I can say is, man, thank goodness we've got him.
We agree. So Donald Trump, eliminate gun-free zones. I agree with him. Now, some would say I'm just being critical of the president by bringing this up, talking about one of his failures. I don't think so. I'm basically saying, how do we help Donald get this done, Kurt? I think it's a worthy goal. And I agree, a significant part of the problem is Congress. And I agree that Donald can't do everything by himself. It would be unconstitutional. So I'm bringing this all up, though, to say this is a perfect example, though. Hey, I want to talk about getting rid of gun-free zones. I want to talk about constitutional carry. And I want to talk about the reason these violent acts are happening is because people simply have turned their back on God. You know, we hear about these guys. They're supposedly white supremacists and bigots. And so the immigration issue is turning us into, quote, bigots and racial haters or supremacists. And so is this shooting and all these things, this poor shooter, you know, one of these guys hated Jews and hated everybody. And they're just ratcheting up this divide. And I want to come together and say, look, we need to turn to God. Secondly, we need to get rid of gun-free zones. Third, we need to have constitutional carry across the land. Fourth, we need to get people off these psychotropic drugs. Fifth, we need to make sure that it's about God, family, country. Because you know what? This poor guy had a horrible family life from what we've been told. He was a loner. They say he was a ghost. Nobody really knew him. He was weird. And okay, same pattern always. Strange guy, all by himself. Bad family life. No God family in his life. No purpose, no reason, no tie to the Ten Commandments. And then they go off the rails and we wonder why. And then we say crack down on guns. We say, you know, ratchet up the drugs. And we're going to all the wrong solutions. And I'd like to see a lot of this highlighted for what it really is. And so, again, I want to support Donald in getting rid of gun-free zones. But as far as I can tell, it's been dropped. It seems to me that the Republicans could pass this in a heartbeat and support Donald right now. And we need to help that happen. All right, what other topics do you find vital today to discuss, Kurt? There's a lot of them, isn't there?
You know, that's what I like about listening right to the president's words, as at least to me, you could basically take the latest rally, listen to it, and just pause it and say, okay, what about that?
Yeah, problem is it's too long, Kurt. How long is the latest rally?
You get through, it's usually about an hour.
First off, hold on. Whoa. It's not usually. When is the latest rally? How do I get it? How long is it? So you got to know those things. You can't just say it's usually about an hour because we got to, first off, find it. Secondly, we got to get it and download it and convert the audio into usable form. Then we got to, you know, figure out how long it is. And then we got to, you know, get through the introductions of different people and a lot of the clapping, and we got to do a lot of things to make it usable enough, right? Okay, this is what I'm talking about. I'd love to do that a lot more. In fact, I gather as many sound bites from President Trump as I can. Let me just tell you, for example, what I have in my folder here for the projects that I'm working on. And I'm only one guy, right? I got Mexican police stop buses story. I've got Trump to pro-lifers, we are with you all the way. It was his speech to the pro-life crowd. Trump, you know what I am? I'm a nationalist. And he explains what a real nationalist is, not a white supremacist, by the way. We need to cover that and get to the bottom of that and defend Donald Trump there. Trump says political violence has no place in the United States. I agree with him completely. Okay. I've got Donald Trump, they will destroy you soundbite. We played that several times. Trump, Obama vote fraud. Trump, time for America to go off welfare and go back to work. Trump promotes God, family, and country. Trump declares he's going to open the libel laws. Donald Trump eliminate gun-free zones. Trump says political violence has no place in America. You know why I'm a nationalist? Trump, the pro-lifers. Okay, I'm working on all that right now. And Kurt wants me to download the rally, which I'm ready to do. But, man, I got to have time to work on all this stuff. So we'll on the break find out when the next rally or the last rally was. We'll see how long it is and download it. Check it out. You got to find the parts to comment on, too. It takes a lot of work, folks.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. So we're talking about listening to Donald Trump's words, and you know, one of the great ways Kirk's found to do that is to go to the whitehouse.gov and not just hear what everybody says about Donald. And I agree, and I try to gather as many words, and I try to focus on as many things as I can that Donald Trump's doing that is positive. I'm not here just to criticize him. I am doing my best to think outside the box and try to challenge people and say, how can we help more, and what would be more an effective way to do something or accomplish something? I will be guilty as charged on that. And as far as I understand, so Kurt said, hey, why don't you play the latest rally and talk about it? And I said, it's too long. How long is it? Well, we're trying to figure out how long it is right now.
It's an hour and 11 minutes.
Okay, it's an hour and 11 minutes long. And with the breaks and everything else, it would take more than an hour of radio to cover. And if I made comments, that alone would take 2 hours. Now, President Donald Trump holds Make America Great Again rally. The latest one I can find is in Murfreesboro, Illinois. Is that the one you have, Kurt?
I'm not sure. It's in Illinois. I sent you the link that, you know, that I could see, but I don't know about what state.
And
know.
Is it a YouTube, YouTube
what
link?
Town? Yes, sir.
All right. So now I'm going to go get this YouTube link that Kurt found. I found that it's in Murfreesboro, and Kurt didn't know that. So I'm glad to tell him, and he's got how long it is. And so now we're going to basically pull this up from Kurt Crosby, and I'm going to grab this link, and I'm going to use my software that I got to rip this thing, because you got to rip the video so that you can play it. And some would say, oh, no, you don't, Sam. All you got to do is play it for YouTube. The problem is when you play it from the internet, you get dropouts and commercials pop up and all kinds of stuff. So you can't really do that if you want to be a professional about it, right? You've got to rip the video, and then you've got to convert it to a usable form. So I'm grabbing this software here. I'm grabbing this link. Now I'm going to rip this thing. So you're going to, if we play an hour and 11 minutes of a video, but then I got to go get it and convert it and get it ready and understand where it's from. So I guess he was on what, Sunday on this rally, Kurt?
I don't think so.
When was it?
Let me, you know, it was posted one day ago. So I assume that means, let's see, it says it was in Illinois following synagogue shooting. So I guess maybe it was on Sunday.
We got to dig this stuff up so we know what we're talking about. Make sure it's the latest one, you know. Right? Mm-hmm. And so would you have attended the rally, Kurt?
On Sunday, no, I wouldn't have attended the rally.
How many people attended? Any idea?
You know, there's not a whole lot of coverage that I saw.
Yeah. So, see, I would prefer that Donald doesn't do rallies on Sunday personally, and I would encourage him not to. Yeah. Now, I know some would say I'm criticizing him, but I personally believe if he takes Sundays off and spends time with his family and with God, and then I think the whole nation would be better off, and I think that alone could do more than a rally could do, personally. But again, see, that comes across as critical of the president, and I should probably shut up and attend the rally, see? Or whatever. All I'm telling you is I believe that there's better ways to do things. And I believe one of our jobs, one of the geniuses of America, is for us to speak out when we believe that's kind of the case, right? So Again, I don't mean just to be critical, and I hope to support the president whenever he's doing good the best I can. So I'm grateful he's holding a rally as opposed to no rallies. And I'm grateful for all the good things that he's promoting and saying and doing in the rally, right? So that's kind of interesting. But all right, we're going to try to still find out how many people were at this rally and how many people he's speaking to. And, you know, I wonder if it would be a lot less expensive. I don't know how much it cost the president to do one of these rallies. But I think if he came on Liberty Roundtable Live, he could probably talk to as many people as are in his rallies. Now, I ripped this video. I have it in an MP3 file. What I have to do is convert it to a WAV in order to really use it right, because then you can cut out parts of it that you need and all that kind of stuff. I don't have time for that on the radio, but I'm just showing you guys real time what it really takes. So let's just start to play this, for example. I agree with God Bless the USA. So, this is what I mean by you gotta edit it. Alright? So I've kind of fast-forwarded through a lot of that stuff. See, this is the work that has to be done in order to truly use this audio in meaningful ways.
But it's great to be back in the heartland with thousands of hard-working American patriots as we work. Great man, and actually, to be honest, we have three great congressmen here with us today, and we're going to get every one of them in office, and I want to just thank you.
But I do, specifically, he's been so great on steel and getting your jobs back, I felt I owed it to a congressman to come up today, Mike Bost.
Okay, so he's talking about these congressmen and stuff. Not really
Before
sure what there'd be to comment
further,
on this, you know.
I want to address the horrible shooting that took place earlier today.
Except I don't know that I believe there's three good congressmen in Illinois, but okay.
The hearts of all Americans are filled with grief following the monstrous killing of Jewish Americans at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You've all seen it. You've been watching it. It's horrible. The suspect is in custody. The federal authorities are on the scene and leading an aggressive federal investigation.
Now, I got a question. Should we be having federal authorities deal with this, Kurt? Or is this a local jurisdictional issue in this place called Illinois, a sovereign state of the union? See, but now I'm being critical, though. I should just be clapping, right? But I believe we have a jurisdictional problem with that whole discussion.
State and local law enforcement has been incredible. This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity.
We love you, Trump.
It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world.
And the problem is, you know what? People have the right to their own beliefs. I don't believe in anti-Semitic behavior, but I'm not here to call it out and use these buzzwords, because then you're back into this term white supremacist, you know, alt-right. Pretty soon everybody's a racist if you're not careful.
Anti-Semitic attack at its worst. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue.
Okay, and anti-Semitism or whatever, again, you can't stop people from their beliefs. We need to be talking about the crime and how it was committed and what we can do to stop it. Just talking generally that everyone's a racist isn't going to help.
It must be confronted and condemned everywhere.
I condemn hatred and violence everywhere. Amen. Trump's right.
It rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism.
See, and there again, I don't think we need to just stand with our Jewish people and deal with this. We need to, as a whole, realize we're all children of God. And until we tie it to God, it's just nothing but creating one group against or another group or against, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is.
I agree.
Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it.
We agree.
They've gone through a lot.
So as many other people, like the Mormons and the Indians and the people all over the world.
And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their. And like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. The ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again. Tonight, everyone in this arena and every citizen across the land sends our prayers to the victims and their families.
Couldn't agree more.
We also send our gratitude to the law enforcement officers who were incredible and who risked their lives and sustained very, very serious injuries during this horrible attack. We salute the heroes of American law enforcement. We always do. We know how much we appreciate them, and yet they're underappreciated. They have done such an incredible job for so long, and it's a tough job. We see it now. We see it now, maybe like we've never seen it before. And this is the time to renew the bonds of love and loyalty that hold us all together as Americans. These bonds have always sustained our nation in its hour of need. You know that. Everybody here knows that. And they are always more powerful than the forces of hatred and division, anger and evil. In America, we love our families, we love our neighbors, and we protect our community.
I agree with Donald Trump on that, but we're about 8 minutes into it, and so far...
We trust in God.
I agree. But I got a question. Am I allowed to ask this? If we really trust in God, should we be at a political rally on the Sabbath, or should we be in church there, Donald? See, again, that's, I guess, critical, though. And I don't mean it to be as much as I do mean for us to change direction. Let's go ahead and have a rally on Saturday, and let's go ahead and have the Lord on Sunday.
We protect the freedom of worship. And we believe in the power of prayer. We defend our Constitution. We defend our heritage. And we rally around our great American flag. Here tonight are united by these same American values, and we are all fighting to defend these values in this election. This is a very, very...
And I agree with that. Now, I've covered about 9 minutes of this rally,
this could be,
and we started about 20 minutes ago almost, because we're about out of time. We started just after 40 hours.
And I've heard it, and they have spoken it many times. This is our most important midterm election perhaps ever.
And I hate to say this, but based on partisan politics, that's what they've told me every election cycle my whole life. So I appreciate that it's critical.
Because we've made so much progress. This is steel country and lots of other country. We have made so much progress, we don't want to give up that progress. We can't allow that to happen. Under Republican leadership, America is booming like never before because we are finally putting America first.
All right. I got 9 minutes and 17 seconds done of a 111-minute video there of the rally, or audio of the rally. I'm going to try to listen to more of it and see what sound bites I can pull out. But what it really takes, just so y'all know, you know, I think it takes listening to the whole thing and pulling out the sound bites that are relevant. It's worthy cause, folks. I wish we had the staff to do it. We cover as much positive as we can. We insert. I don't really think we ought to just be backing Republicans. We need to back a certain kind of Republican. Those who believe in the platform and who will stand for God, family, and country. A Thomas Massie kind of a guy. A Rand Paul and a Ron Paul kind of people. Those are the people that Mike Lee, others. Those are the people that I think we should be pushing for. And I'm not even sure I agree to backing the congressman that are in Chicago right now. We'll have to look up their scores. Again, it'll take more time. We'll do it. This is Liberty Roundtable.